This is Wade Brasker with the Chief Organizer's Report, keeping the issues real in Milwaukee. In what will be a monthly set of sessions for over the next six-month period, focusing on leadership development, organizer training, and organizational planning and development, we started discussing issues to get the ball rolling. It was a good experience, and the response was excellent by the dozen or so participants from the lower-income Amani neighborhood in Milwaukee. We began at the basics. What separates an organizational issue from a personal problem or grievance? The point, of course, is to allow people to build an internal checklist, allowing them to filter through the myriad issues that are visible in the community, but do not trigger action or anger or build organization, either because they're amorphous, seem unwinnable, or people don't see a way to act and make a difference. The examples focused on propositions that the community leaders understood well, like lead and poverty itself. Lead has been outlawed in paint for decades. The dangers have been well known and widely documented for children and others. Yet only recently has lead become a front page issue in Milwaukee and in Amani, where tests have determined it is the worst, when the connections to drinking water in the city's lead pipes have emerged as the biggest culprit. End Poverty Now is also a great slogan, but a poor organizing campaign. I raised the issue of welfare to see if that would get the discussion going by citing a researcher's view from the book about living on less than $2 per day that many lower-income families no longer believe there is a welfare program. I couldn't get a bite the first time I threw that question out. Everyone in the session said they knew there was a welfare program. We went on as I searched for another example, but then about 15 minutes later, a woman raised her hand and told about her experience in recent years in trying to get on welfare when she lost her job with a young baby. She was rejected because she could not verify the income of the baby's father, who of course was long gone. A dam was broken then. Another woman had been an intake worker at W2, the welfare department in Wisconsin. She told the problem for the homeless and people facing evictions and getting welfare food stamps without a so-called stable address. Another person suggested the workaround there of using a family member's address. We were flooded with examples of issues concerning welfare and the systemic efforts that were ongoing to prevent people from receiving benefits. When I then asked who knew the discount rate for trying to convert food stamps to cash, everyone raised their hand, and the market of 50% was universally agreed, and everyone knew where it could be done, all of which confirmed what so often happens in door knocking for these leaders. People often don't respond when asked about issues until they realize that what they may have seen as a personal problem is revealed to be a common occurrence and therefore an issue throughout the community that demands action and solution. This is Wade Brasky with the Chief Organizer's Report, www.chieforganizer.org. If you have questions or comments, give us a howl. Thank you.